Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
Thank you for tuning in to our program today. Christ is the only head of His one church. Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. The church Jesus built does not have any earthly headquarters. The headquarters of the church Jesus built is in heaven. Instead, Jesus' church is organized into independent, self-ruling congregations. Each congregation has a group of men to lead the congregation under Christ. The names or titles given to this group of men are elders, pastors, and shepherds. Let's look at some passages of Scripture that talk about the qualifications of these men. Acts 14, verse 23. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Note in Acts 14, 23, the Bible talks about appointing elders in every church. Note the word elder is in the plural. That is, two or more elders overseeing the local congregation. In Acts chapter 20, verses 17 and 18, we see the word elders used again in the plural. From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you." Who was Paul speaking to? He was speaking to the elders of the church. In verse 28, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers." Again, the word overseer is in the plural. The Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. And so from Acts chapter 14 and Acts chapter 20, we learn that the church Jesus built has a group of elders, not just one elder overseeing a church, certainly not one elder overseeing a group of churches, but in that particular individual congregation, two or more elders overseeing the work of the church. The Bible also gives us qualifications for these elders. There are certain standards that must be met in order for a person to be an elder in the church of Christ. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, Paul sets forth some qualifications of an elder. He says, "This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil." So in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, we learn some of the special qualifications of elders. Some of the qualifications that are mentioned here apply to every Christian. For example, every Christian should strive to be blameless, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous. These are characteristics that every Christian should develop in their life. But note some special qualifications for bishops, shepherds, overseers, or elders. Number one, he is to be the husband of one wife. Well, what does that tell us about the qualification of an elder? He has to be a man, because he has to be the husband of one wife. You cannot be a woman and be the husband of one wife. So an elder, a bishop, a shepherd, an overseer, is a man. Not only is he a man, but he must be married. He's the husband of one wife. Further, he must have children, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. So a special qualification of an elder is he's a man. He's married. He has children. And then verse 6, not a novice, that is, not a beginner, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation of the devil. So in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, we see characteristics for elders, those who oversee the local congregation in the church. Then in Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, Paul again says, "For this reason, I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict." And so here are some of the same qualifications for elders as listed in Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. These congregations also have deacons to serve the congregation. And in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13, Paul sets forth the qualifications for deacons. He says, "Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. But let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy 3, verses 8 through 13. Philippians 1 and verse 1 has the Apostle Paul writing to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. So when we talk about the organization of the church Jesus built, we're talking about one head, Christ. Christ is in heaven. And each congregation is self-ruling and independent. There are a group of men that oversee the work of the church in the local congregation. The Bible says nothing about one man ruling over one or more congregations. The Bible says nothing of a conference or a pope ruling over the church Jesus built. If a church has a headquarters here on earth, has conferences and councils that make decisions for the church, that church cannot be the church that Jesus built, because the church Jesus built does not have those kinds of characteristics.